pleasure for the last several years to try to reminisce and look back on some of these people who've been here quite a while. You probably know the state recognizes state employees who have been in state service for 25 years. This year we have three of our people in this room who have spent 25 years here at the California State Polytechnic College. I'm very happy to say that I remember the first time that I met each of these individuals and when we talked them into coming to Cal Poly. I feel very honored today to be able to present to them this 25-year service at California that is signed by Governor Brown, by Secretary of State Jordan, and it says in here, in recognition of employment with the California State of California for a period of 25 years, this certificate is presented to so-and-so for faithful public service. And I'm going to call at this time Spellman Collins, Robert Kennedy, and Paul Winter to come up here to receive these awards. I remember when Spellman Collins was an agricultural teacher. Was it at Tracy High School, Spellman? Huh? Livermore. It was right near it. And he came in here in the Animal Husbandry Department and has been in the Animal Husbandry Department for these past 25 years. And I want to congratulate you for staying with me all that time. It must have been pretty tough on you. I remember I got a letter from a friend of mine who had been on the State Board of Education in San Diego and told me there was one of the most outstanding individuals he'd ever come across. He was a good writer. He was at that time, he happened to have finished a political campaign for someone was running for governor. At that time, he was working for the San Diego Union. I remember interviewing him in the Savoy Hotel lobby just 25 years ago. Is that right, Bob?
26.
26, yeah. And the third one is Paul Winter, who, weren't you at Arroyo Grande High School? Right? Yeah. So I came here, and then I knew your brother who's up still teaching up in Idaho. Paul's been with us for 25 years. He came here as a teacher. We diverted him into other duties, as I'll talk to you later about. A lot of people around here have done lots of different things on this campus, not only teaching, but other things, and he's given 25 years of outstanding service. Congratulations, Paul. We have 75 years of outstanding service to the California State Polytechnic College.
Jim McPhee.
Yes, colleagues and friends. You know, Bill Boyce wrote to me on the 19th of November to set up this meeting. You know, I've always heard that when you get a notice of to make a speech a couple of hours before you make it, you usually make a long speech, 3 or 4 hours or 2 hours. If you get about a day's notice, you can get it down to about an hour. And if you get a 2 weeks notice, you can get it down to about 15 or 20 minutes. I've been warned, of course, that with that long time to prepare a speech, since the November 19th, I ought to have it down to 4 or 5 words or 2 or 3 paragraphs. I don't intend to give you any scholarly talk or to give you a sermon. I just like to talk to you today. Just myself to you people as people, colleagues, we've been working together so long. I've been following a kind of a tough schedule, as you probably know. I've been on the banquet circuit for one thing. I don't think I've eaten home now for about a week or more. Some of you people know that, but I went down to Kellogg's on Monday morning awards banquet down there Monday night. Then we had the state college presidents and the chancellor's office down there for 2 days. They had a special banquet for two of us that are being kicked out because of age of the presidents. I might say that I have to remember, and I hate to report it, but I ought to report it in a way to you people, some of the, I guess, a eulogy, what do you call it, when you're going to leave or say goodbye to you? They had this fellow Carl McIntosh do it on my behalf, and they had Fred Ness do it on behalf of Len Kendall. The first thing he accused me of Cal Poly, of having upside-down education. He said, McPhee's on top and the faculty's down below. I don't know what that significance. I haven't tried to figure that out ever since. But thinking about Long Beach and some of those other colleges, maybe there's a little significance to it. Another thing he said, that when he came in the state, he started to read the state law regarding the state colleges. And he kept reading about college law, about this and all of this. He said there's only one consistent thing about all those laws. At the end it says, except for Cal Poly. He also complimented us here on our feeding operations. I hope Jack's here. He said when he comes up here to any extended stay, they usually bring his Bowser bags along, and he's usually able to feed everybody in the Long Beach cafeteria for 3 days afterwards. But anyhow, that's just a side to the point. Anyhow, we had a wonderful time, and it was just one of those nights. Another was a SAC insulation banquet last night, and I didn't get away from there till 10:30, so I got in here and drove all the way back to get to this affair. Another banquet tonight, and then we start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with breakfasts and luncheons and dinners tomorrow night. But the main thing I'm neglecting is to get ready to move. I haven't found a place to move yet. I haven't asked anybody whether I could, if I don't find a place, whether I have that 30-day notice clause on that house up there. But I will be retiring in a month from now, and I'd like to reminisce a bit, particularly about this staff club. In a few minutes, I'd like to go back over some of that early history. When I came here in 1933, was a compromise with the legislature. They say we got $150,000 for a year. That's been quoted, but that's wrong. That was $150,000 for 2 years, because in those days, the legislature met every 2 years, and they appropriated everything for the following 2 years. So we got $75,000 a year. We had 125 students and a total staff I don't know how we got them. I remember I talked Howie O'Daniels to come here for $75 a month to teach and to coach basketball. Of course, that was the middle of the Depression. And we had other people. There's no salary scale. Some of them got $1,500, some $2,200. I mean, in those days, that's about the way it was. We had a wonderful gang, and we started then with what I remember was a staff club. And it was both made up of both faculty and staff, because you couldn't differentiate the duties and responsibilities. I remember Elgin Knott back here. He not only taught engineering courses, he was head of engineering. He was head of all of our electrical plant and all of our utilities on the campus. He had charge of seeing that the ditches are dug around here for the water lines. He had charge of all the planning of any buildings we had. We didn't get many, because whatever we did, we had to build out of scrap lumber with lean-tos and dirt floors. So we had to use everybody every way possible. Vern Meacham, I remember, he was the herdsman of the dairy department and also a teacher, and had a lot of other assignments. McCorkle, he was everything. He was FFA executive secretary for the state. He was an instructor. He was assistant to the president. He had all sorts of responsibilities. But that 26 group that we started with, we all worked closely together. That's the consultative body we had. It was also the group that sponsored our social activities. And one of the things we did was have a lot of fun. We just worked hard, and we did a lot of things that possibly you couldn't do today. I remember we had variety shows. I remember one time they set me up to become a ventriloquist, and I had little George Cooper on one knee and J.I. Thompson on the other, and we put on an act that way. And I don't know how it went over, but everybody seemed to enjoy it. I don't know. I don't know about what they do, what the secretaries do today, but Alice Daniels was my secretary then, and she took some ballet dancing down here at Renee and Lamar, and then she offered to put on a ballet before the group, and somehow or another she, I don't know whether she did it purposely or not, but she took some threads out of something under her undergarments, and while she was going through the ballet, some undergarments fell off on the floor, and that they talked about it for several years later. Another thing we used to do was to put on music. We weren't musicians. As a kid, I used to try to play ragtime on the piano, and Cooper played the banjo. I kept that up. I even did it for the students until Davey back here puts out a big notice that McPhee was going to give a concert to the student body and faculty up here someplace in the auditorium. And that I stopped right there from that time on. But we also had a lot of tournaments. We had handball tournaments and even round robin tennis. I remember my last round robin play was with Carl Beck back here. I don't know what happened. I stumbled, cut my knee, tore my trousers, and I thought I got that old that it was out of date. But we did all those things, and it's great to remember back the days that took place in those days. Now, I wasn't here much of the time. As I came down here, I was also chief of the Bureau of Agricultural Education. I let all these folks I'm telling you about run everything from Monday till Friday, and then I got them together on Saturdays and Sundays. Now, I don't think you could do that today, but we did that, and that because up till 1949, from 1933, I had statewide responsibilities besides the responsibilities here. But besides the fun, we did and got in a lot of hard work. But there's anything to be done around here, we get together on Saturday, and I remember we all put in a road and some bridges out here to the camp to make way for make facilities for our students to live in right after World War II. We did lots of other things as groups, as faculty, that got a continuity, got a spirit that I don't think that any other college or institution could have if we didn't go through those hard days with the $75,000 a year, with a lot of attacks being made on Cal Poly, some people trying to close us all the time, with competition for students. When we hired some of these people out in the state, we'd say, well, we'll hire you if you can bring 10 new students from your school, high school you're coming from. And we'd send the students out to ring doorbells and bring students back from the schools they came from. And money was tight and was hard to get. But because of that, because of the problems and the things we had, we were full of energy. I wonder today, I still wonder, why I ever agreed to accept the Voorhees campus down there at San Dimas in 1938 after having so many problems and jobs here, and also the Kellogg campus down at the other campus. But it was a spirit that these people engendered that gave us that kind of a feeling and that kind of a program. Now, that staff club, of course, was not formalized until we formed what was known as the College Council around about 1950. But this group as a staff club continued on more on the social side than in the consultative side as we did then. In the early days, it's absolutely true. There's only 26, I could probably get them all in my office, and all I'd have to do if I wanted to call a meeting is whistle out the window, and it'd all come in there at 10 o'clock in the morning to solve some problem. And we could probably do the same thing with those few students. But you know, that's what gave us the energy and gave us the spirit and gave us the background that got us to where we are today. Now, I review this spirit, this background, because this same spirit, I'm proud to say, not only exists on this campus, But it exists on the Kellogg campus, and it existed on the Voorhees campus. And we had a meeting in the Voorhees campus yesterday morning for the state college presidents. And I remember sitting in my office down there, and inside of an hour, you see every student, every faculty, and every staff member walk by that window. I mean, it was that kind of an area. And it grew up just with that friendly spirit. The students here and the students down there have that same spirit that came about as a result of those early days that we started. Now, this spirit of cooperation and friendliness and working together is what gave us the unified program we have. And I think the same spirit that prevailed throughout our campus also has given our students the spirit that they have. I think it's the most important thing to remember, that the students we turn out from Cal Poly go out with this spirit. Last night, for example, at this inauguration or a delegation of authority banquet, the officers from the other campus were relating when they were graduating. Every one of them got up and said that they'd never been spent such happy years as they did at Cal Poly. And if they do it down there, they do it twice as much up here because of the spirit that it brings, the closeness between the teachers and students. And of course, what really happens is these people go out into industry, into education, into other fields, and that does the same thing out into the world in which they become a part. And it's that very spirit that I think that is so important and so necessary that we has to be continued. Now, I go to Sacramento, and the thing I have all the legislators either telling me about how wonderful their sons and daughters are doing here. We have the sons and daughters of trustees who are going to Cal Poly. We have the sons and daughters of some of the presidents and deans of the other colleges going to Cal Poly. And I haven't heard yet anything but the highest praise because of the spirit that you people put into this program. The spirit that you have has a background of the outline that I just gave you. Now, my interest has always been, of course, students. I had a reminisce last night. I drove home from the campus down there over to a banquet place on downtown Pomona. And I passed by an old YMCA building. And I said to my wife, I said, do you know that, see that basement window there? It's right in there. I taught my first class 49 years ago, 1917. It was the old high school in Pomona, and it's the first job I had. And I didn't know at that time that I was going to continue to work with boys and girls for the next 49 years. And I remember continuing then until I went to the Gilroy High School, where I had McCorkle and Avis McCorkle as my students, and the students up there, I still contact them. In fact, a week from Saturday night, I'm invited back to a 40th anniversary of the class of 1926, and I know that three of them are bank managers and some of them are big construction operators, and as I come along and organize the Future Farmers of America, and we had tens of thousands of them year after year after year after year, and then the young farmers coming along, and then coming to Cal Poly with the, now that we're graduating almost 2,000 a year and having around 12,000 students, I feel very proud and very happy that these 49 years have given me that opportunity to make so many contacts with so many of these young people who are going out and doing that job in the area, in the field, with the spirit, with the happiness, with a smile on their face, with the resourcefulness that they get, with the idea of being real good citizens. There's nothing else that I get a greater pleasure of than that sort of thing. And the only thing I want to say is that the future, after these 33 years, my only hope is, and I'm sure it will be a fact, that this same spirit will continue. And I'm sure that this staff club will make it continue. And I'm sure that the faculty staff council will make it continue. And I have been assured by the trustees as individuals and collectively. And I was assured again by the chancellor yesterday and the night before that nothing's going to happen to the spirit, to the objectives, the philosophy, the direction of Cal Poly. Now, of course, he may or may not be there in the future. He may change his mind. But you people are not going to change your mind. You people, with this background, with what you have up till now, and what you have done and what you are doing, based on the background that we have, I'm sure that nothing's going to keep anything from happening to the future of Cal Poly. If it does, and if I'm in any place where I can be of any assistance, I'm going to give my assistance in that direction. Because I would hate to see this kind of a institution be spoiled. The other college presidents, all of them, are very complimentary, are very jealous, in fact, of the fact that they can come onto this campus and find the friendliness and find the spirit among the students, among the faculty, among the staff. And this is what's done it, I think, the background we have. We had a lot of adversity, and we did away with the snobbishness, we did away with everything, and built our whole place on friendliness and service. And if we do that and continue to train our students in that direction, and you people have an obligation, I think, to continue that as a staff club. As I say, I didn't prepare a great big long speech, but I just wanted to tell you that message. I hate to leave, as you know. I got a telephone call. I think I have a place up at Fairfax. I'm not going to buy any place yet. I want to get a place around the Bay Area. I don't want to stay around here, and whoever my successor might be, I don't want to bother him. I don't want to interfere with him, and I don't want to have anything to say who he might be, because I don't want to take any blame if he makes any mistakes. That's something. And I think that if anything goes well, we can all take credit for what's happened in the past. So I'm going to hope to get a place of about 5 or 6 months up there where I can get better acquainted with my 31 grandchildren and my daughters, and I have relatives, my sisters and brothers, and we have dozens, and I guess up in the three figures, and nephews and nieces and grandnieces. I want to get a place I can have a lot of fun with them. Jack tells me he's going to tell me how to make those good barbecues that he has here. I want to get a place with a swimming pool. I've already ordered a 9-passenger Chrysler station wagon with everything on it, including a trailer hitch. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I have a lot of ideas. I'm not going to tell you everything I got, because I got some dirty remarks from some of these people around here about. But anyhow, they needn't worry, because I'm so old now. I'm over 70, and I haven't got the energy and so forth that maybe younger people might have. But I'm going to have a lot of fun anyhow, and I've had a wonderful time here, and thanks a lot.